Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We now come to the wonderful book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter tells Christians that you have a hope worth living for, a living hope that motivates you every day to stay true to Jesus. Well, what is that hope? Chapter 1, verse 3 identifies it as the hope of the resurrection. The grave is not the end. Jesus said one day all will come forth out of the grave, those who have done good to life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of death. Chapter 2, we learn that we have a living hope by the sacrifice of Jesus. He Himself bore our sins in His own body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Our hope is based on what Jesus did on Calvary for each one of us. Our hope is also based on Christian men and women having the right relationship with one another, especially chapter 3 identifies husbands and wives responding properly. Wives are to be submissive, husbands are to be leaders and be understanding, and we're all to follow the example of Christ. Then in 1 Peter chapter 4, we are clearly taught that although we do have the hope of heaven, our living hope is something we must fight for every day. 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly be? The word scarcely is a navigational term, and it means charting a course with great care or difficulty. It's like going through a narrow road. Christianity requires that I'm always alert, that I'm always ready, and that I stay true to the will of God. And then for me to have the living hope, I've got to watch out for Satan. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Friend, if you're a child of God, you have a hope worth living for. May God give us the strength, the courage, and the stamina never to give up on our hope. And may we realize this hope is the most important thing in all the world. Are you a child of God? Have you obeyed the gospel? If not, why not take advantage of that living hope today? You'll have something worth living for.
To God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.